Another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. We want to wish all of our veterans a very happy Veterans Day, one day late. And thank you for all you do for our country. We have our very special guest on the show tonight, very happy assistant coach of the LA Galaxy, Bright native and former Lancer, Dave Sarakin. Galaxy defeated Seattle 3-0 on Sunday night at the Home Depot Center in the Western Conference MLS Final first leg, and they'll play Seattle in Seattle on this coming Sunday. We'll also be joined by the final member of the Rhinos Wall of Fame class for 2012, veteran of the original Lancers, Tito Larini. And from the indoor Lancers, we're going to speak to last year's second leading scorer in the MISL, Maurizio Salas. And as always, we'll get the latest news and opinion on the world of soccer from Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. And now from a very, two gentlemen are very excited about the Lancers' big win on Saturday against Chicago, Joe Sirianni and Sam Mongiovi.
Well, I don't know what to say, Andrew. I'm still so overwhelmed about the Lancers game that I'm so pleased and so excited to see all the people that were there and to have all those kids enjoy the music and participate in the festivities. I think that Soccer Sam and all the ownership owes a big, we owe them a big congratulations for the show that they put up. And of course, for the victory that was achieved.
It was a great home opener, Uncle Joe, and I tell you were kicking the chair, and I knew you were having a good time because you were kicking my back, and that was okay because you were happy. And what we were a little worried, kind of there was an ebb and flow to the game, but the Lancers pulled it out in a dramatic fashion at the end to give a great victory to all the fans there who stayed. And, we're all talking at the end of the game. Nobody knew what the overtime rule was, and then they announced it's sudden death 15-minute period, and I was like, great. I love Golden Goal.
I miss Miller, Golden what Goal. A performance he put up. I mean, for an older guy and assistant coach, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, he even was pushing people around. How do you like that?
I was very upset when he got that 5-minute game misconduct because he took his shirt off and ran to the other side of the field, I think, where his kids were over there.
Stop doing that.
You know what? I hate that rule indoor and I hate that rule outdoor. It's an oppressive.
Blame political correctness.
Yeah, but why did they have to take their shirt off?
It's an expression
before.
Of joy.
Remember Tatu?
Your shirt off?
Remember the old indoor when Tatu, the Brazilian who played for Dallas, he took his shirt off and threw it into the crowd after every goal.
Yeah.
They had like 10 jerseys waiting for him at the side of the bench area. But anyway,
let me tell you one thing, Andrew. Before I would never permit it in the Lancers days.
Yeah, it was like one jersey. you have to go wash it or something. But if you missed the game on Saturday, shame on you, first of all. Second of all, if you didn't go this Saturday.
If you don't go this Saturday.
If you don't go this Saturday, shame on you. This Saturday, it's the Baltimore Blast, and it's also the induction of the Lancers Wall of Fame Class of 2012, and we're happy to be joined by the final member of the group that we've to have to be on our show tonight, a member of the original Lancers of the North, also played on the championship team from the Italian-American Sport Club Amateur Cup-winning side in 1963, gentleman who's very well-known and very respected in all of soccer in Rochester area. Tito Lorini joins us, and Tito's appearance is brought to you by Dental Doctor David Olivo of Gates. 328-3382 is the phone number, or go to davidolivodds.com. Tito, thanks for being with us, and congratulations on being inducted into the Wall of Fame.
Thank you. Thank you, and you're welcome. I'm really happy and honored to be part of the Hall of Fame. There are some wonderful people there, and it's just a pleasure being part of them.
Well, Tito, let me tell you one thing. We went together to the game, and we enjoyed the game, and I liked, you know, I liked the conversation that we had dealt with how exciting the game was and how the reaction of the people. It reminds me of the time when we used to play at Edgerton Park against the Rangers, remember?
Yes. Joe, I enjoyed the game just as much as you did. I hope they keep on playing as well. And I hope the crowd will be there also.
Absolutely. We're hoping him with the Wall of Fame induction ceremony this Saturday and playing against a team that certainly the Lancers don't like very much, the Baltimore Blast. They had some very, very exciting and hard-fought battles last season. But, Tito, I want to ask you a couple things. First of all, you played soccer, obviously, when you were growing up in Italy and then came to the U.S. Tell us why you came to the United States and how you came to be part of the Italian-American Sport Club.
Well, I became a member of the sport club and a player because some friends of mine came in this country before I did. So they kind of made the way for me very easy. And I would like to thank them for that. And there were some good players already on the team. And within 1 year, four or five new members came in from Europe, and it was just a kick in the grass.
Thank you very much.
And then the championship in 1963, winning the Amateur Cup, the U.S. Amateur Cup, that must have been such a great thrill for you and for all the members of the team and the sport club for winning such a great honor.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The year before that, in 62, we were also in the regional final, the Easter final, and we lost the game 1-0 to a team from Long Island. We should have won the game. But again, luck sometimes goes a different way. The year after, we should have lost the game against St. Louis for the championship. And we end up winning. So things kind of leverage, you know what I mean? They kind of made us feel better because we won the championship team a year later. So it was a real honor and pleasure of doing that, and we're still talking about it. What a great time we had.
Tito, in your career after you stopped playing soccer, you became a coach, you're now refereeing.
Yes.
And you produced a daughter that excelled in college soccer, and she won many championships herself. And how come you only produce one daughter that plays soccer and not the sons?
Well, I don't know, Joe. I don't know how to answer there. But I had both of my son also played. And they played in high school and college, one of them. And they were good players, but Marianne was better.
That's because she listened to you.
Pardon me?
The sons usually don't listen.
Pardon me, Joe, can you say that again?
Yeah. No, I said because Marianne listened to you.
Oh, yes.
You told her.
You're right.
And your sons didn't do it.
Yeah, and that's why I ended up coaching St. John Fisher, the girls' soccer team.
Yeah, I was at, I attended St. John Fisher, Tito, when you were coaching the women's team, and I know that at that time the women's team was one of the best teams in the country, and they were, we were at, St. John Fisher was ahead of the game in women's soccer, where they were playing at a much higher level than a lot of their opposition. You won a lot of games at Fisher, and so I'm personally thank you for that, because it may put St. John Fisher on the map with soccer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we had a wonderful time at Fisher also, and the school itself, a college, was supporting us 100%. But I also have to say the U of R girls soccer team was also wonderful.
Absolutely. They're also a very perennial power in women's soccer in Division III. So we're very fortunate here in Rochester with all the great soccer, both amateur and professional, that we have. But Tito, we're looking forward to this Saturday night and inducting you and your fellow former Lancers, and also the Michael Lewis and Wayne Fuller from the media side into the Wall of Fame. And it should be a great evening. We look forward to doing that. So thank you again, and congratulations.
Let me just say one more word. The Lancers were a great team, but also the owners were wonderful. You know, there was a time that I wasn't playing as well as I should have it. And they kept me as a member of the team. I will never forget that. People like Charlie Shano and Paddy Noffo, they were just wonderful. And I will never forget that.
You were always a good player.
Also,
you played midfield.
But I think what we need, more people like Joe Siriani.
Well, he's already made the Wall of Fame, Tito, and well, deservedly so.
Thank you, Tito.
Thank you. Thank you again, Tito. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday.
School and college. So that's why we have a wonderful women's soccer team, and I'm sure within a few years we also will have a men's soccer team.
All right, Tito, thank you very much. We got to go. See you Saturday.
Bye-bye. Tito Larini here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, one of the six members of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame inductee class of 2012. And we're very happy and honored to have Tito be joining the Wall of Fame. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard. We'll talk international soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Soccer Sam, you're listening to Soccer's the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Siriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. 248-2650 is the number, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Get your Lancers gear for this Saturday's match, 7 p.m. kickoff against the Baltimore Blast. Wall of Fame night, the Wall of Fame inductees will be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame, and all the previous inductees who are in town will be there as well to get give out their autograph. You got to get an autograph from Joe Sirianni.
I'll tell you one thing. I saw Tony the Youth at the game Saturday, and he was sporting this beautiful jacket with the Lancer logo on and, you know, and top-notch monogramming on the back. I got to tell him to make me one of them.
There you go. So
Tony, it's extra large.
He is top-notch. That's why it's top-notch monogramming. Dick, good evening. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Nice to chat to you. Here you go. Right, what a week. Wall of Fame week with the Lancers. Good win at the weekend. That's great.
Let me tell you, Dick, without joking and not promoting a side, and just the reality, it was a great game. It was a game that really, you know, it went from leading 6-0 to being 6-6 to being 8-8. 10-10.
No, it wasn't. It was 12-6 Chicago. I wasn't even there. I was following it on Twitter at Lancer's Twitter site.
Can you just let me say what I
want
to say?
I don't want you to. I don't want people to think that you weren't watching the game.
I was watching the game. Appeal.
I'm sorry, Dick.
No, I think that's a great thing, Joe. Lots of goals, lots of appeal. You know, lots of action, and that's I think is what turns the fans on when they watch the indoor game.
It is really a game of momentum, Dick. It, yeah. Once
and
you
they can't
score
be watching
goal,
Lionel Messi every week, you know, live. So
we're going to get to Messi, I tell you. What an accomplishment. Just quickly, I'm going to say that both games the Lancers played, they're momentum games. They went down to Syracuse. They went up against Syracuse by scoring 10 straight, and then they gave up 11 straight points to lose the match. This time they went up 6-0, went down 12-6. tied it, went ahead, then it was back and forth until they won in overtime. So you never know what's going to happen in indoor soccer in the MISL. It's always exciting. You know, it's a different sport than outdoor soccer. I like to. So all you Tino Larini himself, a Leinster's Wall of Famer, went to his first indoor match and loved it. So all of you purists out there, all you old school outdoor guys, come to an indoor match. It's a different sport. You'll love it. Messi. Oh, my goodness. So what a talent.
What is their record exactly? So he passed Pelé.
It is most goals scored in a calendar year.
Yeah. Pelé has right, scored 75 goals in a calendar year. And
who's in first?
The Bombardier, Gerd Müller.
Can Messi catch him and pass him still? Or?
But he's within nine of Gerd Müller's all-time record. So, you know, Müller did it in 1972, Pelé did it in 1958 with Brazil and Santos. So
he can do it. Nine goals, it's doable.
Way he's going, it's just incredible, isn't it? He's just a scoring machine, and the way he scores goals, you know, he's just so difficult to contain. They call him the Atomic Flea. I think it's one of his nicknames.
It's what's interesting, Dick.
He's just biting everywhere.
And what's interesting with Messi, Dick, and I read this in an article online about. The reason why Messi never gets hurt and he's always seems to be at 100%, they change the way he trains, and basically they don't have him playing defense at all. They concentrate on him doing short bursts of speed. Otherwise, he just basically stands still. You know, passes the ball around, but he retains his energy for those quick bursts, and nobody can keep up with him.
Yeah.
So. Playing all those matches, he does. He never gets
hurt. Third, which is the key. You know, that's the area where things are going to happen. And when you see Barcelona playing in games, when you see Argentina playing games, but especially Barcelona, it's so difficult to contain them. And the killer passes that they will make, they get caught up a little bit at times, I think. And we saw that in the Celtic game with a lot of possession but very little key penetration. But certainly when the ball comes through to Messi, he is just so astute and... his vision, and there's so many adjectives to describe him, but he certainly will, I think, break Gerd Müller's record of 85.
And he's only, what, 24 years of age?
I believe so.
Yeah, he was. The great thing is with Lionel Messi, I know he's a Gemini, which is good, so I think he's a Gemini.
Well, I think that
and a recent father, so he's got a lot to, you know, sort of play for with regards to what he's doing.
Well, I know that the skeptics and the naysayers say that, you know, it's great what Messi does, but he hasn't done it for Argentina, and that's the difference between him and Pelé. Pelé led Brazil to three World Cups, and so far he has not done that. At Argentina, like Maradona did, leading them to two world championships.
I remember the thing about Maradona more than Pelé is that Maradona did it with more than one club team. So Pelé did three World Cups, Maradona one World Cup, but Maradona won championships all over the world.
That's right. Yeah. And Pelé played for Santos his whole career, except for the Cosmos, obviously.
Hey, Dick, is it true, the rumor I heard, that Mourinho recently poked Ronaldo in the eye because he thought he was the coach of the Barcelona team?
I don't know. I read you hear all these stories, but we've had enough injuries. We don't need any more injuries, right, Andrew?
That's right. Cristiano Ronaldo is out for the Spain's friendly against Panama. It'll be a very interesting match there. But obviously, the Real Madrid is in trouble right now without Ronaldo. They're going to be in even more trouble. They did get a big win over Levante on the weekend in a driving rainstorm to stay within 8 points of Barcelona. But their championship is certainly in jeopardy at this point.
And they're in jeopardy in the Champions League.
That's right.
Not really in jeopardy, but they're. Not like Manchester City.
Yeah. Boy, talk about that. Mancini is... I mean, they did a big win over Tottenham, but the Champions League that's a disaster for Manchester City. 2 years in a row now.
Dick, what's your prediction on Allegri there in AC Milan? Is he going to continue to be the coach with Milan, or...?
Well, I say whenever you get, you know, on a run and you're not getting results, the media just pick up on it, don't they? Regardless of who it is, whether it's Mourinho, whether it's Allegri or whoever, you know, and the pressure that these coaches and managers are under is just phenomenal, you know, because they've just got to get results. And when you've got to do it in both domestic leagues and also in the European League, it puts a lot of additional pressure. And I think you're seeing this with Mancini, with the fact, you know, he's sometimes not coming out to the press conference. David Platt's speaking on his behalf. It really is a lot different to what it used to be, because on a daily basis, you're being asked all manner of questions, and some of the questions are really quite contentious, actually.
Well, they have a lot of pressure on them, as City does, you know, being the defending champions, and they've moved into second place ahead of my boys, Chelsea. And, you know, John Terry, it looks like the injury he picked up is not going to be as serious as they originally thought.
Yeah, it looks as though it might have been a cruciate injury, but it's not, I think, as serious as they thought. And he's had a tough time with injuries, and he's definitely a key player for Chelsea, not only on the score sheet as well, because he took his goal well, but I think just his presence, the type of person he is on and off the field.
Well, the World Club Championship is coming up in December, and of course Chelsea will be there trying to take home that trophy, and I'm sure that Di Matteo really wants to have him ready for that tournament. They don't want to lose to the South American champions or anybody else for that matter, but it's a big test, and I'm sure Chelsea wants to take home that trophy. That would be the crowning achievement for the 2012 to bring that home.
They should let Juventus play in that game against Chelsea in the World Club Cup.
What is?
They should let Juventus play against...
It's only the champions of Europe, you know that. But Dick, you mentioned about coaches, and we've already had some casualties in Major League Soccer with the loss of the Red Bulls. Hans Bakke was let go. Robin Fraser of Chivas was fired. We already know Jesse Marsh from Montreal was let go. And
hey, you know, and what we were talking about last week, it might be true, because I read somewhere that Henri has been having some influence there with his agent, kind of hanging around the locker room and everything. It's a canalia all over again.
Well, I think it's an interesting situation that's evolved now with Red Bulls New York, with the signing of Andy Roxburgh, you know, the UEFA technical director, as their sort of director general, and Gerard Houllier coming on board, working in the global aspects of the game as a consultant for the club. I think they were two excellent signings, because here you've got two well-established soccer men. They don't know the North American scene, but certainly what Andy Roxburgh has done for Scottish football and then for UEFA has been nothing short of phenomenal. You know, he's done a magnificent job there as the technical director. And Gerard Houllier, of course, we've known from his experience not only in French football and with the French national team, but also with Liverpool Football Club, notably. So they've signed two excellent people, and there's talk of Gary McAllister coming in as the coach for Red Bulls New York. So we'll wait to see what happens there. But personally, I think two excellent signings.
They have to get rid of Marquez. That's got to be number one on the list. He is just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know who else watched the game, but he just self-destructed again, and just he hurts his team. And I'm almost starting to think that he's doing it on purpose because he wants to get home to eat dinner early. I really think that's what's going on.
Yeah, he certainly had quite a controversial time, hasn't he, at New York Red Bull. But they've obviously very upset with the way things went in the playoffs, and there's been a few controversial calls. But one thing, I'm sure Dave Sarsham, when you chat to him later, he'll be delighted with the way the LA Galaxy are playing at the present time, because I thought in the last game, the weekend against Seattle, they were just outstanding, and it could have been 5 or 6 at the end of that game.
You almost wonder if Robbie Keane has an inkling to go back to playing in England, because he is just absolutely on fire right now.
Well, they're working very well together up front, him and Donovan.
Certainly.
Just really doing a lot. It
certainly worked out well. And Robbie Keane, I think just his example on and off the field, it's infectious, and he's been an excellent signing by the Galaxy.
Certainly. And, of course, you mentioned controversy. That Houston-DC United match was very controversial. And, again, you know, once again, we're talking about referees. And, you know, there should have been a red card given out.
I didn't see the game, but was it a professional foul by Haino?
It certainly looked like it from the different angles.
Yeah, they were going shoulder to shoulder, a little pulling, but he just locked arms with the guy and pulled him right down.
And so that would have changed. DC was ahead, and that would have changed the whole.
LA got lucky too with the game.
Scored a goal, didn't they?
Ball in the area.
Yeah.
A lot of controversy with referees, even in Italy, with De Rossi for Roma got a red card because he punched Ramirez over there.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it is unbelievable what's going on. I mean, angers and frustrations. You know, it's affecting the players nowadays, and they just like you said, the pressure of winning, it's not only affecting the coaches but also affecting the players. So you know, and at the ultimate, everybody blames the referee.
Yeah, and well, we won't go into that, Joe, because you I know you're very considerate of referees and have been throughout your career. So
no, but I'm also defending them because I know that, you know, nobody goes in there.
I think you've mellowed a little bit, Joe, with regards to your attitude to referees. You know, red card, Sirianni is maybe yellow card, possibly.
I better change my nickname.
just call him Mr. Lancers, yeah, or something like that. Well, Dick, we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Hopefully you have a good, safe drive down from Toronto for the Wall of Fame.
It should be great. Looking forward to it, guys, and catching up with you again. And there's some excellent inductees this year, and I look forward to chatting to them all.
Very good.
Thank you, Dick. We'll see you this weekend.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and you get a chance to meet Dick at the Wall of Fame ceremonies as well as a special guest of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and the Lancers. And, of course, one of those knowledgeable men in all of
very much
soccer.
So.
We're very happy to have him on our show every week. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we will go out to the left coast and speak with the assistant coach of the defending MLS champions, LA Galaxy, Rochester's own Dave Sarakin. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2012 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 17 years. Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2013.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti with Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni and future Wall of Famer Sam Bon Jovi. And last night was a great night here in the house after getting back from New York and eating at Freddie Grigorev's restaurant on Saturday.
Wow. Name from the blast from the past.
Yeah, it was good stuff there. You got to go to Delmonico's restaurant in New York City. There are three of them. Freddie Grigorev owns them. You got to go. They're fantastic.
Did they have a picture on the wall?
What?
Did they have any soccer picture on the wall?
No, this was a brand new place, actually, the one we went to.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
But I tell you, I got home and I had the best dessert of all. I was watching the LA Galaxy, my favorite team, beating Seattle 3-0 and taking a commanding lead in the Western Conference Finals. And joining us right now is the assistant coach of the LA Galaxy and a former member of the Rochester Lancers and a great friend of our show, Dave Sarakin. Dave's appearance brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Edsel Scolo. 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Dave, thanks for joining us and congratulations on some big victories over the last few days.
Well, thanks, guys. It's always fun to be back with you. And we're enjoying a nice day after a big win last night against Seattle.
So, David, tell me, how do you guys feel about that? I mean, I the tone of your voice tells it all, but euphoria, what else is there?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, you know, we've got a pretty experienced group of guys that have been through a lot over their careers and even within MLS. And when we got past the San Jose series, I wouldn't call it a subdued locker room. It was just sort of a very professional locker room. We were excited. We celebrated for about 15 minutes, and then we realized there's more to come. And last night was the same. You know, we had a terrifically professional approach. You know, I know Bruce was quoted, and I'll repeat what he said. You know, from top to bottom, our team was in great form. And, you know, to score late in the first half, put a little dagger in them, and then we smelled blood and really were very dominant. And when you asked me what the mood of the locker room was, it was a tired locker room, happy that we got three, but disappointed we didn't get four or five, which is pretty interesting for these guys. So it's never enough, and they know it's only halftime of a two-legged series, but I'd be lying if I said that we didn't feel comfortable after last night and knowing that we still got a lot of work to do, but I'd rather go into Seattle 3-0 than 0-0 or down a goal.
And, Dave, let me ask you about Landon Donovan, because we've all been reading and been aware about, you know, his recent issues with some, not complacency, so just, you know, how he's been feeling about the game. Now, watching him play last night, you could see, you know, a lot of the excitement even on his face that we haven't seen in a while. Did that transfer over into the locker room after the game? Did he seem like his old self a little bit?
Well, he came off with a slight hamstring pain, I'll call it. I won't call it a strain yet. It might have been a cramp. We're going to evaluate that actually tomorrow morning. But he was gassed. I mean, he was gassed. And when Landon's gassed, that means he's put in a great shift. And, you know, you can say all you want and read all you want. At the end of the day, Landon comes to play when it's on the line, and he knows what the playoffs mean. He knows what these games mean, and the proof's in the pudding. He was outstanding last night, and his combination play with Robbie Keane was arguably as good as you're going to see in this league.
Yeah, it was great to watch them playing a player. It's a really, they got quite a tandem now.
And it gave, when you have players like Robbie Keane who are just on fire right now, and almost everything he touches goes in the back of the net. I mean, that really puts Seattle in a different mindset. They knew they had to watch him and mark him all over the field, because anything could happen. And we saw what happened at the end of that first half when he got that goal. When it was really a very hard work. I believe Omar Gonzalez was the one who ended up crossing that ball over, if I remember right. Or he helped to set it up.
You mean the final pass was actually Landon that did that.
Landon's right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Robbie, you know, I've said this in my career in MLS, I've never seen a forward with his ability. The ability to, in almost every single game he plays, he gets chances. He'll get a through ball, a breakaway, or a goal. He's just very clever, very experienced, and really just a classy forward. And he loves playing with Landon, and they're on the same page. And then when teams key in on those guys, you got guys like Mikey McGee, Janino, others that can kind of sneak kind of on the backside of guys. They forget about them. So right now, our front four to six guys have been really, really clicking. And at this time of the year, you want that. And conversely, our defending core has really put together some solid performances now. And that's, at the end of the day, you got to have a hot goalie, good defending, and sharp shooters. And right now, that's going for us. But you know, we still got a couple games left, we hope, so.
Well, Dave, tell you, the game coming up this Sunday against Seattle in their park, they're going to have probably 60,000 people there, and it's going to be, you know, an atmosphere unlike any other in Major League Soccer. And the last time you guys played there was not a good result. I mean, they won 4-0. So I think they know
right.
In the back of their minds they have the capability to put up four goals. But, you know,
right.
Not with Omar Gonzalez back in the back line, I think it really changes things. And knowing they have to go out and score, that really will set the tone of the game, I think, that they have to attack, and that leaves them open on the back end for counters.
That's true. Now, you know, it'll be an interesting, you know, soccer, you can plan all you want. You watch video. They know us. We know them. But when the whistle blows and you're in the heat of it, you know, anything can happen. Referees can influence, you know, games, crazy bounces, and all the rest. You know, we're playing artificial surface, and I would even guess they're going to hit closer to 70,000 than 60, I bet. So the place is awesome. But, you know, the pressure's on them to try to make the game, and we have to be organized, and we have the capabilities of getting them on the counter. And our mindset is, you know, if we score one, they've got to score four. So we're not going to – I can guarantee you're not going to see an L.A. team sitting back and just absorbing pressure for 90 minutes. That won't happen. But it'll be – you know, it'll be great up there. No question about it.
It'll be on ESPN, and it should be. You got to watch that game. It's gonna be one of the best MLS games you're gonna see. And of course, if LA does come away with the series victory, they move on to the MLS Cup final. And this season, the MLS Cup final is hosted by the team with the better regular season record. So, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong. If it's a rematch of last year, LA against Houston, it would be at the Home Depot Center. But if DC comes back and wins, it would be at RFK.
That's correct. Yep, you're absolutely right. So,
obviously,
Houston's in what they would call their driver's seat. It would be really, the soccer gods would really be all aligned if we end up hosting Houston in a rematch. It would be unbelievable. At the same time, you know, there is a second leg, and I'm sure DC United is looking at it as though they can pull something off at RFK. And if we go to RFK, that's familiar territory for me and certainly Bruce. You know, we spent some years with DC United. So either way, you know, we'll adapt and enjoy it. I would obviously like to prefer playing here at Home Depot Center in front of our crowd, and we've had good results in big games out here. So either way, we just got to get through our series.
That's going to be a great one. So far, the MLS playoffs have just been... they've been off the charts. I mean, the matches have been very exciting and certainly very controversial in some instances. Yeah. And, you know, talking about the D.C. Red Bull series and even last night's match against D.C. and Houston was right. Some controversy there.
Right. Always going to be, you know. The stakes are high. The game is fast. Every moment, you know, there's going to be contact. You know, I feel for these referees. It's not an easy assignment. You know, at the moment those plays come, decisions have to be made, and you know, some are going to go for you, some against you. But you know, you just got to keep plugging away. That's the playoffs. It has been exciting this year, no question about it.
David, before we let you go. Andrew is reluctant to ask you about Beckham.
I was going to try to get away without doing it this time.
So I ask him, I ask you on his behalf. Tell us a little bit about David and how is he doing? I mean, his state of mind in on these playoffs.
Well, let's see. You know, I've been very fortunate to be around elite athletes, and there's never been anyone like David that I've been around. And as far as a guy that loves to play soccer, and the guy, you know, he's struggling a little bit. He's not 100%, and no one 37 who's played four games in 10 days can say they could, you know, they're fresh as a daisy. I mean, these games have taken its toll on everyone. But with David, you know, he battles through pain and all the rest. He's just such a good competitor, such a leader in the locker room, and he does it quietly. So, you know, for my money, you know, he and Landon and Robbie are still the heart and soul of this group, and David leads by example. I thought last night he was very good in his movement and his passing. He said he felt good. Now we have a whole week to get him back on track, but he's one of a kind, and you know, he pulls the strings for us. So I can't say enough good things about the guy.
Well,
and he dresses nice.
I tell you one thing, you know, I'm a fan of his, but not as much as Andrew is. He lives, he talks.
Well, Andrew, if you play your cards right, you know, I'll see what David can do to send you a picture of him, as long as you can put it up on your desk there.
Very good. They're making me happy.
Well, I would certainly love that, but you know, obviously the one thing we would all love is if someday we could have him on our show. So someday, maybe. We'll see what happens.
Someday. But you never know. You never
that's
know.
Right.
You got
well,
this David this time. Maybe we'll get to
that.
Hey,
we got connection now with you.
We appreciate David. We appreciate you being on our show and the many times that you have been, and we'll certainly be watching this Sunday when you guys go up and play in the very loud and very crowded Seattle Stadium, and hopefully looking forward to seeing you playing or seeing the Galaxy playing December 1 in the MLS Cup Final. So thanks again and good luck on Sunday.
David, best of regards to the family.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Dave Sarakin here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass game. You don't want to miss the MLS Cup second leg semifinal matches this coming Sunday. It's going to be great, great stuff. So what you don't want to miss is this Saturday at Blue Cross Arena, the Lancers against the Baltimore Blast and the Wall of Fame induction ceremony. We'll speak with Maurizio Salas of the Lancers next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovian, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Red, Kurt Cipriani. Again, the Wall of Fame induction ceremony is this Saturday as the Lancers host the infamous Baltimore Blast. Our next guest, certainly I would love to get a victory over Baltimore given what happened in last year's playoffs. And he's started off a great once again with a lot of hard goals and shots that would tear the back of the net away. And Joe got scared in Syracuse when Maurizio took some of those free kicks. So let's bring on Maurizio Salas. His appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Again, this Saturday, it's the Baltimore Blast, 7 p.m. Wall of Fame ceremony. Before that, you can still get your season tickets by calling 872-KICK. Maurizio, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the big win on Saturday.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Hi, Andrew. And it's a pleasure to be back on this show again.
Maurizio, I tell you, it's our pleasure to have you back on Soccer Kick in the Grass, and it's our pleasure to have you back in Rochester wearing the colors of the Lancers. We are so pleased that you chose to come back, because we love the way you play indoor and outdoor. And we were hoping that you make Rochester your home all year long.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that means we'd like to see you.
And as long as the Lancers stay in the league, I'm probably going to be here. I love the city. I love you guys. I love to play here. And I don't see myself playing for other team in this league. At least I can say that now. We don't know about the future, but that's how I feel. And about outdoor... Yeah, I would love to stay year around here and play for the Rhinos. I did it for 2 years, and I really enjoyed it, and I miss it. So let's see if it can happen for next season. We never know.
Well, let's hope so.
I'm knocking on wood right now. So, right. But Maurizio, let's talk about Saturday's match. The Lancers went ahead 6-0. and then gave up 12 straight points to Chicago, and then your goal at the end of the third quarter just changed the momentum back around. Tell us about that goal and how that affected the team and got them on the road to victory.
Yeah, I think we had a great start. And I don't know, maybe we lost a little bit of focus or concentration, and we let Chicago score 12 points in a row. And in the third quarter, we came back, and I think the 2 3-point goals that I scored and Doug scored were big for us. And the crowd became crazy. It was loud, and we got even more excited. And we knew from the beginning that we could beat them. We were just struggling defensively, and we didn't score for like 30 minutes in the game. But once we got those two straight goals, three-pointers, and we saw it brought all the energy back to the arena, and then we just kept going. But the game kept crazy until the end. So we scored the 14-12, they tied, we scored again, they tied again. It went to overtime. We got like three very good chances. I hit the crossbar like 30 seconds before Ray scored the winning goal. So it was a crazy game. Indoor sometimes it's crazy.
And, it sure
it
is.
It was very exciting
but
for
it,
us
it was
the
a very,
season, I guess, for the fans too.
It was very exciting for the fans, let me tell you. I was at the edge of my seat. You guys were kicking the ball, I was kicking the seat. Because, that's the way the game really was. And, you know, I just got to ask you one question. It seemed that, you guys are, at least the way I saw it, that sometimes you guys, instead of shooting on the goal, taking the long shot, you're passing the ball around and the open, and then you lose the opening because you get, the other team defense right away. I don't know why you guys don't shoot, because, you know, there's so many, you know, the rebound, there's things can happen.
Yeah, that's true. I think in indoor, as you are getting on their field and you're getting closer to the yellow line, it's good to have many shots because, like you said, it can go over the boards, and then the rebound, you can score off the rebounds and things like that. We got to work on that, and we also working on a lot of stuff. So it has been just 2 weeks of preseason. We are training together, so we're getting all in the same page, and we're going to get there.
I'm excited, really. We saw the game in Syracuse, and Sam and I were sitting behind the goal. And when you took those shots, to tell you the truth, there was the banner behind the goal, behind the net there. And when you hit, when you kicked the ball, and it went in the goal, it really scared me because you had such potent shot over there. I thought something exploded. Two times you did it.
I try to kick it softer so I don't scare people.
No. That was a good thing. I mean that in a good way.
I know.
Well, Maurizio, this Saturday you guys take on Baltimore, and I know that last year there was that incident with Sagu, who is no longer with Baltimore. He's gone off to the rival league, but I know that the Baltimore is a team that the Lancers really would love to get a victory over. They played some very intense games last year. What do you guys think you have to do to beat Baltimore?
Yeah, about Sagu, he's a great goalkeeper, but Baltimore was not only Sagu, you know. He was important for sure, but I guess they have a good coaching staff. They signed good goalkeepers, so we gotta still take up the business because they still have a very good team. They have guys like Neto, like a lot of guys that, you know, Milud and a lot of guys, so. And they are experienced. They play together for a long time. So, yeah, they play physical. They try to play very physical. Defensively, they're very good. But we have a good team. We think we can beat them. Maybe we are not on that position yet to say, yeah, we will beat them for sure. We might get there, but we are working hard. We will work all week. thinking about the way, the best way that Jimmy has to, in his mind, that we can beat them. And we're going to try to put the system that he wants, and let's see what happens. Hopefully we can be the best team on the field and beat them.
Yep, and then we're looking forward to that this Saturday with the Wall of Fame ceremony happening before the match, and there's going to be a big crowd there. We're looking forward to it. Mauricio, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Mauricio Salas here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Mauricio and, of course, Rich Randall over at the Lancers and all the Lancers staff for helping us out with the Wall of Fame, especially, of course, Soccer Sam himself. We also want to thank Tito Larini, who's going to be inducted into the Wall of Fame on Saturday, along with Nelson Cupello and Charlie Mitchell and Mauro Felipe, Wayne Fuller and Michael Lewis, and Dave Sarakin for joining us from Los Angeles. Don't forget, 7 o'clock kickoff, the Lancers and Baltimore this Saturday at the Blue Cross Arena. Before that will be the Wall of Fame induction. I'll be very proud and honored to MC that again this year. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard up in Toronto, and Sam Mangiovi here in the studio with us, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass right here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.